You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we invite your apprehensive listeners.
Welcome to the Afro Existential Podcast, a play and podcast in one. We're your hosts, Blaine Sparks Teamer and Indira Wilson. And for the next 25, give or take minutes, we ask you to take a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and think outside your box.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hello and welcome to the premiere episode of the Afro Existentialism Podcast. We are so excited and happy to finally get this podcast off of the ground. Ain't that right, BT?
Yes, we are.
Listen, we've been working on this podcast for a very long time, and we wanted to do a podcast that was all about finding new avenues to solve problems. And boy, oh boy, did we get the opportunity to put that to the test.
Because we started this whole process during a worldwide pandemic, an unprecedented social unrest, because that's what we do. And nevertheless, we pressed forward and we persevered.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as this whole pandemic and all of this has been going on, there have been so many artists that have been creating work and putting out new work during this process. And so we wanted to really challenge ourselves to create art that speaks to, you know, these imperfect times that we are living in right now. So consider any imperfections that you may hear as a historical stamp of this chaotic time that we are experiencing right now.
And chaotic it is. I mean, COVID-19 alone has presented us with all sorts of new problems to navigate. So really, BT, it couldn't be a better time to launch the show.
Isn't that something? The world is experiencing an Afro-existential crisis.
And they don't even know it. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. But you know what?
What?
We're going to tell them. We're going to let them know.
Okay. Can I tell them what it is?
I want you to tell them. You tell them what Afro-existentialism is.
I would love to. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Afro-existentialism is my personal philosophy based on my reaction to the notion that acts of will are the sole determining factor in a person's development. It consists of these three basic points. Number one, free will alone is not the sole determining factor in a person's development. Factor in hidden biases. Number two, biases have always existed against the disenfranchised. No further evidence or explanation of the impact is required for the privilege. Factor in hidden biases. Number three, accept these biases as fact and strategize your life with this evidence in mind. Factor in hidden biases to avoid getting stuck in the cycle of rage.
An Afro-existential crisis can be triggered by a significant event. This event provokes introspection about the level of awareness or wokeness of the individual. It is the uncomfortable feeling of having the awareness and having to decide whether to ignore the reality that caused the trauma or accept the reality of Afro-existentialism and figuring out how to strategize your life accordingly.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
Now y'all know. You didn't even know you were sitting up in your house experiencing an Afro-existentialism crisis.
You knew something was wrong.
We thought it was just us. But now the whole world is sharing in this experience with us. Now, when BT and I decided to do a podcast, we didn't want to just talk about issues and apply the theory of Afro-existentialism. No, honey, that would be too basic. Okay, and we are not basic, are we, BT?
We are not. We are a lot of things, but I don't think basic falls into any of that.
No, we are not. Listen, we thought a fun way to approach a podcast would be to produce an entertaining audio play, somewhat like an old school radio play, and pair it with a podcast that discusses the themes from the play.
And Indira and I have known each other since our 20s, the roaring 20s. We've known each other that long. But we are both writers, and the first play we produced is one I wrote called Deadweight, A Journey in Afro-Existentialism. Which we hope you've listened to in episode number one. If not, go back and listen to it now so you know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And each week we'll release a new episode of this hilarious play and follow it with a discussion on this podcast. We'll also interview the cast and some special guests throughout.
Starting next week.
Not this week, right?
We can do this week.
No, we can make it happen. We just want to tell y'all about the show this week. That's all we had time for.
The lines are too long at the grocery store.
Oh, child, we didn't have time to find nobody to get this together.
So we hope you enjoy the play and come back each week for more.
You know, we'd also like to say a big thank you to all of the friends and family that have made this podcast possible. All right. We have the luxury and the joy to work with a group of people to make this play come to life. The wonderful actors Sean Carter Peterson, Lachey Tomlinson Boyce, KJ Middlebrooks, and the lovely David Sparks.
And we'd also like to thank DJ Johnson, Diana Valentine, Lex Kennedy, and Linda Abbott Bronson. Thank you for listening.
And we'll see you, or is it hear you? Or is it you hear us?
We won't see them.
Next time. On the Afro Existential Podcast.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.